But there is a better way. The patients themselves identified an ideal patient journey, the key components of which were sufficient time, sufficient information, sufficient support, and sufficient choice to facilitate informed decision-making. And this involved referral to a plastic surgeon, if that was appropriate. These things would be fairly easy to implement, and indeed, as we heard yesterday, many of them are part of the new oncoplastic guidelines. Furthermore, there were a number of innovative and novel techniques that a number of centres had implemented to improve collaboration between the specialties. These included oncoplastic MDTs attended by both breast and plastic surgeons, joint lists and clinics to facilitate sharing of skills, and some centres had breast reconstruction clinical nurse specialists to advocate on behalf of patients. Ultimately, however, it may only be by addressing the training of future reconstructive surgeons that the huge gulf between the two tribes may be addressed and patients may get the choice and the patient journey they deserve. Thank you very much.